From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Josh Neighbors. There are only 4 weeks left in Missouri's 2018 legislative session, and lawmakers continue to conduct regular business while monitoring the legal battles surrounding Governor Eric Greitens. The Senate Thursday confirmed one of Greitens' appointees to the Missouri Ethics Commission, former Democratic House member Wayne Hinckley. Republican Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard supports Hinckley and says he's not worried about any attempts by the governor to stack the commission with so-called yes men.
You have to understand who's chair of gubernatorial appointments. That's me. I will not allow packed boards and commissions without advising consent or a severe cross-examining.
Hinckley will get to vote on ethics complaints filed against the governor. Next week, the full Senate will take debate and vote on next year's state budget, which has to be sent to the governor's desk in 3 weeks. Missouri lawmakers are dedicating $3 million to help address the state's backlog of sexual assault evidence kits. The Columbia, Missourian reports that the Senate Appropriations Committee designated the federal funds to Attorney General's office on Wednesday. Republican Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia proposed the budget amendment. The budget will now go before the full Senate. The money for testing would be obtained through a grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. The Sexual Assault Initiative gives states funds to inventory and test kits. It also provides resources to sexual assault victims. An investigation by the Missourian last year found that there was no information on how many untested kits Missouri had, and that the state never had conducted a full audit of the kits.
With only 4 weeks left in the legislative session, Missouri lawmakers are running out of time to pass bills while keeping an eye on the legal battle involving Governor Eric Greitens. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
The Missouri House has sent the Senate its version of a tax cut plan, which would lower the state income tax rate to 5% for both individuals and businesses, exclude elderly renters from using a housing tax break, and raise fees on vehicles to provide more funding for roads and bridges. It's sponsored by House Speaker Pro Tem Elijah Haar of Springfield.
It came on with an amendment to delay the implementation for 1 year. We're very hopeful and optimistic. We've got a month left of session. We're going to send it over to the Senate and see what kind of discussions we can have with them.
The Senate debated its version of the tax cut Thursday, but delayed taking a final vote. Next week, Senate members are scheduled to debate and vote on next year's state budget, while the House committee investigating the governor is holding more closed-door meetings. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri legislature has approved a bill that will make several changes to local elections. The proposal, approved Thursday, will allow voters to request absentee ballots via email. It would also remove a barrier on independent candidacy and change the amount of time required for candidates to get their names on ballots for special elections. Proponents of the bill say that these changes will improve the quality of state elections, while opponents say that some of these provisions could make it hard for people to participate in the democratic process. Bills sent to the desk of Governor Eric Greitens can become law if he signs them or without his signature after a specific amount of time. Lab tests on an unknown substance sent to a Missouri lawmaker suggest it was a pesticide. Department of Public Safety spokesman Mike O'Connell said Friday that the results suggested a green granular substance found leaking out of an envelope may have been an over-the-counter pesticide. A Cole County hazmat team was called Thursday after a staff member for Maria Chappelle Nadal discovered the envelope. It was not immediately clear if it was intended as a threat, although Chappelle Nadal, a Democrat from University City, says she has received death threats since posting online last August about hoping for President Donald Trump's assassination. She later apologized. 8 staff members were examined and released, and offices have since reopened. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.